Brendan O'Connor on RTE Radio 1 with Allcare Pharmacy. Get expert advice from your friendly healthcare team at Allcare Pharmacy, Ireland's largest community pharmacy network.
Okay, nothing like a spring bank holiday, I think, to see the dirt everywhere, and you might have some time in your hands over the weekend, so let's get some spring cleaning hacks. Denise O'Donoghue, writer of the Life Hacks column in the Irish Examiner, the Hacks Hack, as you call yourself. Good afternoon to you in the Cork studio.
Good afternoon, how are you?
Great, thanks. Now, Denise, the last time you were on, we were talking about drying clothes indoors and mould and all kinds of horrible things. So it's nice to be out the other end of that now with the weather improving. So if we stay with laundry for a minute first, is this a good time to wash the duvets and give the winter duvet a freshen up because you can dry them outdoors, I suppose?
Oh, definitely. I think, you know, this weekend is a little bit different to the last 2 weeks where we had lovely sunshine, so I feel kind of bad telling everyone.
It's clearing up tomorrow.
Thank God.
Yeah.
So yeah, we'll all be out washing the duvets. So really, they should be washed maybe twice a year compared to your normal bed sheets, which are probably every 2 weeks. We do tend to forget about the duvet a little bit, but you're using it every single day. You're probably sweating at night and so on. So definitely, if you kind of keep it fresh twice a year, give it a wash, okay, you can kind of extend the life of it a bit.
That'll be increasing duvet washing by about tenfold for most people. Go on.
I know.
So any tips on washing them?
Yeah, so I suppose my first thing is just always check the care label on the duvet, like all things, double check the temperature you can wash it at. I think it's usually about 60 degrees. That'll kill most of the bacteria and if there's any dust mites and things like that. And that'll tell you if you can put it in a tumble dryer as well. Now, a feather duvet as well, it's important to check the tags on that one because it's a little bit more nuanced, I suppose, to get that one sorted. So with that as well, I double check the stitching and check for any tears, because if you pop that in the washing machine and there's a tear, it will probably look like there was a cartoonish pillow fight when you open it. Feathers
massacre,
everywhere.
Right.
Yeah.
What if they're too big for the washing machine?
Well, mine actually is a little bit too big for it. But what I do is I go to the local petrol station where they have those kind of standalone washer and dryer combos.
Yeah.
They're brilliant.
Genius.
Like they're absolutely perfect for it. Or you could use your bath as well. Now, I will say I've tried that before, and duvets are light until they're soaking wet, and carrying that through the house really made me question my upper body strength. So
I'd
recommend petrol
right.
stations. I think they're in a few car parks as well around the place. They're very good.
And you say while the bed is stripped, we need to hoover the mattress.
Yeah, if you think of it, it's well worth doing, because I mentioned dust mites and stuff as well. They kind of do get into little cracks and crevices. So you have your dust, anything else, even pollen. So if you have asthma or allergies or anything, like, it's well worth giving a quick hoover. Again, twice a year is probably fine. But if you think of it when you're stripping the bed, anything at all is quite decent. Just to get a few of those out of the way and stop maybe irritating, whether it's your lungs or your skin, if you have sensitive skin, it's worth doing.
Okay, let's go out into the garden, soak, because the garden can suddenly look grotty like when we emerge from the winter. So what about a stinky wheelie bin? Where do we start there?
Yeah, definitely want to get out of the way before the heat hits, I think, in the summer.
Yeah.
We've all gotten the pong, I suppose. So with that one, I suppose after they've been emptied is obviously the best time to do it. So I'd pop in maybe half a cup of white vinegar and some washing liquid, and then half fill it with hot water, so a few buckets, and just let that sit for about an hour, and then rinse it out down the drain, give it a rinse with clean water. And you might have to repeat it one or two times if it's particularly stinky. And then you just flip it upside down with the lid open and you let it air dry, and that's the thing that kind of sorts it. And then if it's a bit grimy, you can pop it on its side, which I find handiest, and just use a long brush and kind of scrub in the mixture of your washing up liquid and your vinegar just to really loosen it. Yeah.
Okay. Some people will have put away the barbecue dirty at the end of the summer. It does happen. And then it can be a dirty, dirty job to get it back gleaming again. Any tips?
I think we're all guilty of it. The bank holiday madness normally with the barbecues. So what I would do, to be honest, it's easier to clean it when it is hot. So ideally, after you've cooked, that's the best time to do it, when the grill is still a bit hot. You'd wipe it away with a damp cloth. And then what I actually like doing is covering it with a bit of soaked newspaper.
Really?
Yeah. And then close the lid and kind of leave it. And it's almost like a steaming effect. And that'll loosen up any grease. And then once you open it after an hour, it's really easy to wipe it away.
So it's warm when you do that with the newspaper? The barbecue's still warm? Okay.
Yeah. And then it kind of just steams a lot of the grease away from it, so it's much easier. And then a good cleaning spray would do the trick as well. Or if you want to make your own, you can mix up some more vinegar and water, kind of 50-50, and that would do the trick as well.
Okay, so vinegar and water is a good all-rounder, I'm getting. So for a quick hack then, you have, if people don't want to get involved in something heavy this weekend, you have four things we could quickly disinfect this bank holiday weekend.
Yeah, so I suppose if you think about the places you touch often and you might forget to give them the proper cleaning. So light switches, we use them all the time. When's the last time you gave that a wipe? We have door handles, obviously, we're touching those all the time. And, you know, we were probably really good during COVID for cleaning everything, but now it's probably a good time to do it. I think school holidays, you don't want to spend the next 2 weeks or the next week with sniffles. Your phone, again, that's something you touch all the time. So giving that a good bit of a wipe with disinfectant, because it's touching your face, it's touching your hands, and then you're just spreading everything everywhere. And the unusual one that people don't think of is your plastic shopping bags and your canvas bags, especially if you're using them all the time, going doing the big shop and you're putting in some meat or what have you. Over time, the more you think about it, the more you're like, that has actually been in contact with a lot of different things. So just a quick rinse with, you know, hot water, soap, just to clean those out. Or you can pop your canvas bags into the washing machine, kind of.
Can you?
Yeah. Mine have turned out okay anyway.
So it's turning out now, there's dirt everywhere. You're freaking me out here a bit.
I know.
So windows can be a bet noir at this time of year as well, because the sunlight is certainly showing up all grubby fingerprints and bits of dirt. How do you clean the windows without getting streaks?
I find it's either one of two things. You're either using the wrong kind of cloth or you're using the wrong mixture for what you have. So my own windows, I have a dog who's very nosy and she's pressing her nose up against the window constantly while she's doing her neighbourhood watch. So to get that grime off, it's a little bit of just washing up liquid and warm water. And you can add in a little bit of fabric softener as well if you want to. That can kind of help with a lot of the marks and the streaks.
Okay.
And then cloth-wise, you can use microfiber. That's normally quite good. Or again, some old newspaper. I'm using newspaper for everything. So you can use that with whichever cleaning spray you like. So sometimes it's the cloth leaves the streaks. Sometimes you're using the wrong washing mix to kind of combat it. So it's one or the other.
Okay, what'll be your life hack in Monday's Examiner, Denise?
We're back outdoors. So about 2 weeks ago, I was writing about cleaning your outdoor area. And this week, it's the cushions, because I'm terrible for remembering to bring them in out of the rain. So it's how to refresh them.
Okay, Denise O'Donoghue, the Hacks Hack, thank you so much.